Hello and welcome to episode 3. I am so excited because we are going to be diving in on how to get your one-on-one coaching or service booked out in the most simple way ever. And in this podcast, I'm really going to just share the formula for keeping ish simple in your business. I talk to so many of you guys and you're always wondering where the time is going. You're always wondering what should be your plan of action. And in this episode, we're really going to dive into that. So real quickly, before we get into this episode, let's do two things. One, if you haven't left a review or shared my podcast on your Instagram, it would mean the world to me if you did that. My hope is to serve so many people with this podcast. And so when you leave a review, you help others find this. Also, for anyone who leaves a review, I'm doing a weekly drawing for you to get inside of my Money Mindset course for free. And this course has helped women make thousands of dollars online by starting their healing journey with money. Plus, for the next week, while we are live launching this podcast, anyone who shares this podcast on their Instagram and tags me and also leaves a review will be entered in to win a 90-minute business breakthrough session with me. So this is 90 minutes of a intense call all around what you need, whether it would be mindset, sales, messaging. It's totally up to you. And then of course, the last thing is let's set our intention together. So here is what I believe. You are listening to this podcast for a reason. And I believe that in each episode, there is a hidden gem specifically for you. Yes, you, the person who might be doing their dishes or driving in the car, whatever it looks like, I think you are listening to this for a reason. I may be here to shift your perspective, to give you hope, to give you something to implement, but be open to it all and listen with an open mind and then take what you need. Now, I feel like before we dive in this episode, I want to be crystal clear. I truly believe there is not a wrong or right way to run a business. This is simply what I believe to be true about getting booked out in your business in the beginning. We are all adult business owners and you can decide what you want to do. However, this episode may give you hope if you are burnt out, confused, and feel like you never know what to work on in order to get booked out in your services. So let's just have that as some common ground before we move into this episode. Hello, and welcome to the Real Talk with Reagan podcast. I'm your host, Reagan. This is the podcast where I'm going to get really honest about how to grow a profitable online business and share the raw truth of what goes behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I went from wondering, is this what life is all about as an employee to CEO of my own company and was able to replace my paycheck within the first year of business. This show is for the online business owner who is ready to learn not only the strategy, but the mindset of what it takes to grow your legacy as a CEO. I'm so happy you are here. Now let's dive into this episode. What I see a lot of the time in the online business world, especially when you are in the beginning stages, and I would say you are still a beginner if you've made less than 100K or been in business for less than 2 to 3 years. Beginner is not a dirty word, Lo. Like, let's just debunk that ish right now. Beginner is a phase. Just like everything in life, this is just a phase. Everyone starts somewhere and it takes time and grit to move into that next phase. Y'all, you cannot even skip being a beginner, so why not and just embrace the hell out of it? I still feel at my beginning stages of my business journey, and I'm starting in year 2. Actually, I just celebrated year 2, so we're starting year 3. Being a beginner is such an exciting time. You are learning, growing, and really finding your footing and becoming a CEO. Lots of lessons, trial and error, and the mindset piece is just so huge. And truly, these lessons, the learning curve, all the things in your beginning stages are what will make you the best coach and service provider. So when I say beginner in this episode, don't feel like you aren't successful or less than. I don't equate success to money, clients, or recognition. You've always been successful. That's for a different podcast episode, but just so we are clear for this podcast, show, episode, whatever you want to call it. Beginner is a fun word, a stage you should be really excited about and that you fully embrace. So this is what I see and hear from you guys. The industry is loud AF. Truly. Everyone and their mom, including me, has something to say about growth. And in the beginning stage, when you're trying to get consistent clients, get booked out, get out of your 9-to-5, and truly make this business vision come to life, we want to do it all. And we think we have to do it all in order to get clients. Insert, trying to be on all the platforms, creating courses, trying to get into passive income, masterclasses, looking into ads. Like, honestly, the list could go on forever because there's so many ways to run a business. But the problematic part to all this is that we actually try to do it all. And that's why it takes a long time to see results, because you're just doing air quotes just okay in all the areas instead of mastering the skill sets and tools and knowledge that would actually have you signing clients faster in your first year. When you're trying to do it all, your energy, knowledge, and time is spread so thin that signing clients actually starts to feel impossible. Like, your to-do list is longer than your grocery list and it is just out of control. And what really happens is that with all of these options, you become burnt out because you're trying to do it all. So we have other ways to run business, especially in the beginning stage. And so before I get into this, let's talk about this concept outside of business. So I called my bestie for this example, so you know I really thought about it. Shout out to my honey, Erica. We've been best friends since high school. So anyways, when you enroll, so back up. So what we're going to be talking about is getting your undergraduate and say a teaching career. So when you enroll in your undergraduate degree to become a teacher, the first couple of classes, projects, and skill sets you learn don't have you in the classroom yet. You aren't learning it all at the same time because that isn't what's going to lead to having a successful classroom, right? You aren't doing it all at the same time because that isn't an effective way to get to the end goal, to learn something. They have you mastering all the knowledge, strategy, and problem mindset of what it takes to effectively run a classroom before you begin to dive into the actual nooks and crannies of teaching. You aren't learning everything at once because if you did, you wouldn't make strides in where you needed to be when you started teaching on your own. So when I called my bestie, who is an incredible teacher, like the best, she explained that you observe for almost 3 years before you even get into student teaching. And in that third and second year, you are also teaching lessons here and there. What you're mastering the first couple of years is learning and developing the skill set around managing the kids in the classroom. And you're not solely focused on how you're going to teach math or reading, because if you can't manage your kids, then you won't be able to teach effectively. They set this up very intentionally, right? So in that first couple of years, you're really mastering the skill set. So by the time you enter into student teaching and having a classroom on your own, you feel very confident, secure, and you're able to really be this incredible teacher. Business is the same. When you are in business and you are struggling to book consistent clients, it's not that you don't have the right strategy. It's that you've complicated that strategy. And then you probably added too much to your plate. So you didn't master the skill set, the knowledge, the belief system that you needed in order for it to work out in the first place. So let's talk about this in like real life. So real business life. Okay. So you're thinking about doing the 30-day Reels challenge, which no shade on this challenge. I think it's a great way to get visible and generate leads. However, let's say after you do the 30 days of Reels, you still have no one wanting to buy from you. It's because you didn't master your messaging / content before you did this challenge. So what you ended up putting out, people still didn't resonate with, right? That's why it's important to master the skill set of every profitable business has before you add more and more strategy to your plate. More strategy, more offers, passive income, and doing all the things is not going to be helpful when you are in your beginning stage of building your business. So this is what I teach my clients to focus on when they're making their first 100K or getting booked out. So first things first is messaging. And when I speak about messaging, what I'm really asking is, why are you different from someone else? How can we make sure people see you as the only solution within your industry? And this takes time to master, create, and it really comes from listening and thinking about your clients. You learn all of this when you focus on relationship building, when you focus on talking to your ideal client, and when you really spend time thinking about how you are going to solve problems within your industry, and especially as it highlights your offer. This also requires you to dive deeper in your mission, your brand stories, and the framework you develop. As you can see, that is something that you really have to work on, be consistent in, and focus on. The next thing I would talk about is relationship building. In the beginning stages of your business, if you can build relationships with your ideal client and community through your content, DMs, other touch points, people will feel more connected to you. People buy from people they like, know, and trust. It's really that simple. And a lot of us don't spend a ton of time in this area. And so then when we go to launch an offer and we hear crickets, it's because people don't trust you quite yet. The next part is sales. You have to get really good at selling your offer. I'm talking working through why you got selling mindset issues, why you feel icky around pitching yourself. I'm talking about learning how to have your ideal client feel seen and heard on a sales call and getting really good at effectively selling to someone, right? Because if you don't know how to sell, if you don't know how to position yourself, right, you're not going to have clients. Sales is the literal backbone of getting clients. The next one that I would focus on is belief. So I'm talking about confidence, money mindset, self-trust. And this is like the biggest kahuna of them all. Your first couple of years in business is like so hard on your mindset because honestly, it's just a shit show, right? There are so many unhelpful thoughts that come in because, you know, entrepreneurship is very vulnerable. And this has to be worked on every single day. When your thoughts make you feel like shit, then your business has no room to be what it needs to be, which is a business, which is something that, you know, is innovative and creative and solves people's problems. Every day, your thoughts are creating your experience in life and business. That's why I talk about making the strategy work with your beliefs. The strategy will truly feel so painful when your mind is constantly telling you mean shit, like you aren't good enough, or why would they choose you? Are you even good at your job, right? So we really have to work on that, especially in the beginning of your business. And then the last area of focus is client experience. Your client results should be your top priority because that is what creates reputation for your coaching business. That's why I say it's amazing to just prioritize just one offer in your first year in business and create such amazing results and demand around that. That keeps your business simple because you aren't creating so many offers. And when you do that, when you focus on being the best in your industry, you realize that there's so much depth you can create with just one offer. And when you focus on client results more than focusing on launching the next offer, you create even more results. And results create demand in your business. It's what builds reputation. So now your business will expand in the future outside of just one offer, but we have to think about what's the rush to expand and where can I really tweak and fill in the gaps currently? Y'all, it's truly that simple because when you focus on really getting good at these concepts and mastering them, then what you are actually doing is working on the needle movers in your business that will allow you to sign clients consistently. You then have more time, right? A lot of you are stripped for time because you are doing all the things, right? You are on so many platforms. You're trying to learn every new trend. You're constantly comparing yourself to Sally Sue, who just had her 100K launch. And then you go to the drawing board and you don't know what to do and you're frustrated and then you burn out and then you do nothing, right? When you uncomplicate things and spend time on the areas that I talked about you know, just like 5 minutes ago, you have space to really grow and make the strongest foundation for your business to grow. Your focus will then only be in a couple areas rather than 50, and then you get to create more results for yourself and your clients. The hardest part of really leaning into this is doing less and not more, and usually our mindset has a huge fit over that because we, you know, just growing up in this society, it's like if you work really hard, then you're going to rise to the top. So this really, it's not that you don't work hard, but you do less. And by doing less, you focus on the things that would really, really help you get booked out in your coaching. If I could turn back time, this is what I would do in my first year of business, right? My first year of business, I did all the things. I created the product suite, you know, the low offer, the middle offer, the high ticket offer. I did the launching every other month. I did all those things. And y'all, I never hit my goals. And I was burnt out. And I would go back in time and I would just focus on the things that would generate the best things for my long-term business growth. This is truly all that you need in order to get booked out. Don't let your ego tell you that you are too advanced, you know too much, etc. Because if you aren't getting clients, I bet there is a gap in one of those areas. And I bet a lot of it has to do with either, I bet it could be all of them, but especially mindset. So that's why I focus on holistically filling in the gaps when I'm in a one-on-one coaching container with my clients, because the whole idea is let's go deeper instead of wider, right? Let's look at what isn't working right now instead of adding, you know, the webinar funnel, because the webinar funnel is not going to work again if it's a messaging error, if your belief system is out of whack. So my one-on-one coaching is open and I have limited spots. So if you're curious about it after you listen to this episode, come on and slide into my DMs. Once these spots are filled, we are closed until 2022. Like what? So again, I hope this episode is so helpful for you, and I hope that you can kind of go back to the drawing board and go back to just looking at this through a lens of where can I really simplify this? Where can I dive deeper? And I can't wait to hear from you if you kind of go back and kind of revamp your strategy. You'll have to let me know. So I hope this episode was super helpful, and I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you are feeling on fire for your business and are ready to make fat stacks. Now, before you go, I have a favor to ask you. If this episode made you feel unstoppable, or if you learned something new, I would love for you to leave me a review for my podcast and then also share it on your Instagram page if you are loving it and tag me. I get so excited to meet you guys. If you do this, you will have a chance to get enrolled into my money mindset course, the one that helps my clients make thousands online. Each week, I will randomly select a winner from everyone who left a review. Alrighty, thanks for listening. I will see you next week where we will dive into more realness around growing your business.